Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the eBuy Digital Podcast. This is episode one, April 30th, 2018. We're recording the first episode ever. I'm very excited to be here talking to you guys today. On our agenda today, we're talking about the adulting and how it sucks and how everybody tells you that it sucks and it sucks to be an adult and there's so many different things out there that suck and insurance and bills and flat tires and my boss and it's all bullshit. I'm just here to tell you today that it's all bullshit and that that mindset and that mentality is going to keep you stuck, and it's time to get out of that and get on with your life. So before we go into everything, this is the first episode, so obviously I'm going to go over an overview of some of the things that we're going to try and do with this podcast and see what we can do in terms of growing it and getting some new guests on and just trying to really document my life so I can help you guys bring a little bit of value to you guys, the listeners. So, like I said, I'm trying to document my life. I'm going to graduate from Michigan State University here in 5 days. I'm going to try and document my career, some of the business ventures and investment opportunities that I have. And hopefully, like I said, this is going to motivate you to get out of that mindset of everything sucks and get into the mindset of this is the opportunity that I have in front of me right now. And now this is what I need to do to take it and really achieve the goals that I've set for myself. Like I said, if the podcast grows, maybe we can get some guests. If you guys know anybody that would love to come onto the show or would love to sit down and talk and chat over coffee or anything like that, let me know. You guys can email me. You guys can follow me on Twitter. You guys can follow me on Instagram. All those links will be at the end of this podcast for you. And so let's just get right into it. Let's get into the content for today. You know, this is going to be a short episode. Most of my episodes are going to be about 10 minutes to 15 minutes long. If we get guests in the future, they may be a little longer depending on how far I want to pick into their brains, how many questions I want to ask them. So let's get right into it. So this past weekend, I went and visited one of my buddies down in Indianapolis. He plays Division II lacrosse down there. And he is playing for his conference championship game, and I traveled down there from Michigan and was super excited, super pumped to see him. Great kid, know he's gonna kill it in the future. And showed up to his game and met with his family and his friends, and was telling him a little bit about my life and some of the things that are coming for me in the future in the next couple months or so, and every single adult that I talked to said, "Oh man, don't be too excited. Adulting sucks. Adulting really sucks. There's a lot of jobs. There's a lot of bills you got to pay. There's a lot of jobs. There's a lot of different things that you're going to need to do that you're not used to now because your mom and dad have taken care of you." Yeah, I get it. It sucks for you guys. I get it. It's tough. It's stressful. It might not be, everything that it's made out to be, but the power of you as a human being is that you can literally change that at any moment. In the next 10 seconds, you can change the fact that quote unquote adulting sucks. All you have to do is have the right mentality and it's gone. Adulting doesn't suck anymore. It just blows my mind that these people are all, they've done really well for themselves too. They've told me, they've lived in a nice house, they drive nice cars, and they still say that adulting sucks. And it just blows my mind. So I asked them why, why does adulting suck? And I tried to break them down. I really tried to get down to the nitty-gritty of why they think that adulting as a whole sucks. Ages 20 plus. Why do the next 80 years of my life have to suck, according to you? And what I found out is that it comes down to excuse after excuse after excuse of these people just saying, in the smallest things too. A flat tire, man, adulting sucks. What? A flat tire means that your next 80 years of your life are going to have to perpetually suck because you got a flat tire and you had to change it for 30 minutes. What? I mean, come on, guys, really? That's really it? And I kept asking why, and I kept trying to dig into these people in a respectful manner, in a nice way. And the biggest thing I could come up with is they said that there's bills that you have to pay, and that you're stressed. And I said, that's not called adulting sucks. That's called living life. I just don't understand. I mean, yeah, sure, there is bills and there is stress. That's called living life. Every single human being will deal with it. And it's just your mindset of how to get out of that adulting sucks mindset and get into that, okay, this is what I have to do. This is how, these are the responsibilities that I have, the things I need to take care of. And after that, everything else that I do is positive. There's opportunities, there's possibilities. Why look at things in a negative light when you can look at the things as in a responsibility manner, get these things taken care of, and next thing you know, we'll get the possibilities. They'll roll in like crazy if you just change that mindset. So I'm just so sick and tired of hearing that adulting sucks. I don't think I've had a single grown-up person tell me that adulting is great. I don't think I've had many role models that have sat down with me and said, you're gonna love the next 25, 30 years of working. I haven't had that. I've had everybody tell me that, well, say goodbye to college. Those were the best years of your life. And that just blows my mind. And I know it's not just me and in my circle of people. I can tell you, I'm sure most of you guys listening to this can agree. There's so many people out there that tell you, you just got done living the best years of your life. It's all downhill from here. And I just hate that mentality. And I know it's a little bit of a rant right now. I'm sorry I get into it. I get passionate about it. But I just am so excited for the future and the things to come for me, because I don't have to focus on sitting down in a classroom and listening to a guy lecture me about urban planning and how these kinds of roads are gonna improve our infrastructure. I don't have to do that anymore. I'm not required to listen to that anymore. I am now free to do whatever I want in my life from the age of 21 to 100. Whenever I die, I can have every single choice I make is not gonna be because somebody told me I have to do this or I have to do that. It's because I'm gonna be able to do things myself and make the right moves, whether that be with money, personally, religiously, find anything along those lines. I can do it myself and know that, you know, if I surround myself with the people that have the right mindset, that adulting doesn't suck mindset, that I'm going to take care of things and all of the possibilities are going to lay in front of me and I'm going to be able to pick and choose which things I want to do. And so, like I said, I'm about to start my career. I graduate in 5 days and I am so amped up. I cannot begin to explain it. I know I have bills and I know I have all that shit that I have to pay for, but like I said, I don't care. I'm free. I know I have a job that is lined up where I'm going to make a solid amount of money my first year. And after that, I can go anywhere I want to go after. I can take this money that I made and save every single penny. I could blow it all on a $60,000 sports car if I really wanted to. But just having that freedom to be able to do it is very empowering for me. And so, yeah, I get the chance to find an apartment. I get to move to a great city in Ann Arbor, Michigan. And I know that I'm privileged. And I know that that's a much better situation than a lot of people have and a lot of you guys may have. And to all of you that don't have as much privilege as I do to be in the situation that I'm in right now, I want to say congratulations. I mean, I know that sounds weird, but congratulations to you for being in a tougher situation now, because I guarantee in 25 years, your story is going to be 1,000 times better than mine. Your story is going to be able to motivate so many more people than I did. A lot of people will look at me and hear me and say, oh, that's just another privileged white kid, you know, his family bought him this and that and they got him all these opportunities, and they're going to write me off and discredit me. And that's great. That's fine. This podcast, this whole entire documenting of my career is not for you. That's okay. But for those of you that don't have what I have right now and don't have the opportunities that I've had so far, congratulations, because your shit, your life is going to be 100 times greater if you forget about this adulting sucks mentality and take this advice right now and see the possibilities. You won't have to worry about your bills. You guys will be crushing it in whatever field you're in. Whether that means you're a janitor sweeping up the floors of a high school gym, you can crush it if you realize that adulting doesn't suck. You guys will be able to find the opportunities and you guys will have all the possibilities in the world laid in front of you if you change that mindset and find the right group of people in your inner circle to be able to help you push your way out of that negativity, excuse-creating mindset and find the possibilities yourself. With just a little bit of work and a change of your mindset, the next time that your roommates, your mom, your dad, your friends tell you adulting sucks, tell them that they suck.